Welcome to the Norwegian Storyteller, a podcast with storytelling perspectives from the North, hosted by Line Constelli, pardon my new English. Working as a storyteller, I have always told other people's stories. Now I tell fragments of my own story. At the same time, I also give you perspectives I have gained from participating in other people's stories. I also encourage you to tell your own story, because I have seen that the world needs this. So what are we waiting for? Let's tell stories together. Follow this podcast for inspiration and talk with me and other storytellers at my Patreon. Football or cross-country skiing? Which sport is most associated with Norway? Well, let's take a look at that. Regardless of which country I travel to these days, people mention football players like Ødegaard and Haaland. Looking solely at these two footballers, one might get the impression that Norway is a football nation. Well, that is partially true, because football is one of the largest grassroots sports in our country. But when it comes to elite sports, that is not the biggest sport in our country, and it's not closely tied to our history and cultural roots like cross-country skiing. It's wise to compare Norway with football nations in South America, such as Brazil and Argentina. But first, let's take a historical step back. It was the summer of 1998. Initially, it was a good year for most Norwegians. Gro Harlem Brundtland, who had been Norway's first female prime minister in the 1980s, assumed the role of general secretary of the World Health Organization. The same year, the Winter Olympics took place in Nagano, Japan, and Norway secured 10 gold, 10 silver, and 5 bronze medals. However, another success story awaited us. On June 23, Norway defeated Brazil in the FIFA World Cup. For a football nation that had recently started producing its first professional football players, this victory felt like celebrating Christmas, a birthday party, a wedding, and Norway's National Day, May 17, all at once. I remember that day as it happened yesterday. And honestly, I wasn't particularly interested in football. And since the match was against football nation Brazil, I saw no realism in Norway winning. I was at a cabin in the Oslo fjord with some friends, planning to catch the evening ferry home. I made sure to leave when the football match began so I could make it to the pier on time. We will not win anyway, so why should I bother watching it? Unfortunately, that evening, I arrived too late to the ferry, and I was standing there all alone because there was no other ferry that evening. But fortunately, I met two other young girls who were rowing an old wooden boat out in the fjord. They invited me aboard and we rowed toward downtown Oslo. Suddenly, fireworks lit up the sky. We heard cheers from the streets. Out there, far into the fjord, we sat in the boat, soaking in the atmosphere. The water splashed around us and we could feel the excitement. Had it really happened? Had Norway won the match? No, that can't be true. We rowed the boat back to the shore and secured it, and then we get into land. It was nearly impossible to navigate through the massive crowds in the streets. We experienced pure celebration and immense joy. Victory euphoria and Norwegian flags. The samba rhythms from Brazil had reached the stiff and reserved people of the north. David had won his battle against Goliath. The victory over Brazil in the 1998 FIFA World Cup had a profound impact on Norwegian sports culture. It solidified the belief that even a smaller football nation could compete on the highest level. The victory became a symbol of national identity and unity. Before 1998, Norway was not considered a football powerhouse at all. The victory changed that perception. It shifted the narrative from underdogs to competitors. Norwegians started believing that they could achieve greatness in sports beyond winter disciplines. It made a legacy. The 1998 World Cup victory left a lasting legacy, I will say. It influenced subsequent generations of footballers, coaches, and fans. Even though Norway didn't win the tournament, the impact of the victory extended far beyond the pitch. Norway's triumph over Brazil in 1998 elevated football status in our country and inspired new people, new generations. So it left a mark, in a way, in our country's sports culture. But still, we are not the football nation compared to the Brazilians. The reason why I find it interesting to compare those two countries is that the sports cultures is actually going back to the historical roots and the cultural identity. But it's actually not fair to compare football in Norway to football in Brazil. You have to compare Norway's cross-country skiing to football in Brazil if you should find similarities. Because cross-country skiing is deeply integrated in Norwegian culture, like football is in the Brazilian culture. Like football is more than just a sport in Brazil, skiing is more than just a sport in Norway. It's an art, an identity, and a tradition. We have a profound connection to our land, and skiing reflects the bond with nature. Skiing is a testament to Norway's brave past and an enduring legacy for future generations. We say that a true Norwegian is born with skis on their feet. If you listen to episode 4 in this podcast, you will hear about the Birkebeiners and the story about the brave heroes with skis on their feet. Compared to the Brazilian football culture, it's like the same national obsession. It's more than a sport, it's part of their identity. They live and breathe football, from the beaches of Rio de Janeiro to the favelas of Sao Paulo. It unites people across social classes and barriers. Football heroes are celebrated as cultural icons, influencing music, dance, and fashion. And about the global dominance. While Brazil has a global dominance in football, Norway has a global dominance in cross-country skiing. But what I also find interesting with Brazilian football is that it has a unique relationship with poverty, and this connection has significantly influenced the development of football talent in the country. The story about the Brazilian football heroes often emerged from poverty-stricken backgrounds, navigating unique challenges to win their skills. The favelas become fertile ground for talent, where passion, creativity, and resilience thrive. This is actually not far from the Norwegian narrative. Even though we are a richer country than Brazil, we like the story about the sports athletes that just show up from nowhere. Haaland and Ødegaard, our football heroes today, continue to redefine Norway's football narrative, proving that heroes can emerge from unexpected places. We Norwegians are social democrats and we tend to like ordinary people. And Haaland is coming from an ordinary village in Norway. Statistics shows that a majority of our cross-country heroes grew up in a farm. And if they talk a dialect from the rural areas like superstar Therese Johaug, we love them even more. That's the Norwegian mentality.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember to follow me on Instagram. You're also invited to join the wonderful storytelling community we share at my Patreon. You will find the links in the description of this podcast. I'm the Norwegian storyteller. Let's tell stories together.